An accurate answer to this question really does depend very much on the visitor profile that you presently have in relation to your stays in Hong Kong. And as your question is silent as to exactly how much time you've spent here, it's difficult for me to give you an accurate piece of advice as to how you can really sort of solve the problem going forward. Now, the advice which follows assumes that you have not been endorsed with SCL in your passport, short conditional landing. I don't propose to discuss short conditional landing in this answer to your question, because I've dealt with it in another podcast recently, and I'll provide a link to that in this answer for you. But in reality, where you sit at the moment is that you have to approach the Immigration Department to seek a discretionary extension of stay to your present visitor visa permissions, effectively citing the reality of the relationship that you've got with your girlfriend, and request the Immigration Department to grant you a 90-day period of stay on an extended basis, so that you can remain in Hong Kong with your girlfriend accordingly. So, in effect, what you need to do is to prepare an application bundle and then take that down to the Immigration Department, to the Visitors Extension section, and go along with your girlfriend accordingly. Have your girlfriend bring her passport with her, and obviously her ID card. And in the bundle, write a letter to the Immigration Department explaining your exact situation, that is, the relationship with your girlfriend, that you are presently fulfilling your studies via correspondence. And in the same letter, make an express declaration to the effect that you will not breach your conditions of stay as a visitor if the Immigration Department are prepared to grant you an extension to allow you for another 90 days. At this point, the Immigration Department will consider your circumstances, and they'll expect to see if they're going to approve your application for this further 90 days. They'll expect to see that your girlfriend will commit in writing to the effect that she will provide you with accommodation and will be responsible for meeting your financial needs whilst you're in Hong Kong. So this is the effective way to approach the problem that you're facing. It's all down to the discretion of the Immigration Department. And this advice is predicated on the fact that they haven't endorsed SCL in your passport. If they have endorsed SCL in your passport, you're on a sticky wicket, I'm afraid. And I'm afraid you're going to have to be making an exit and not coming back. Until the situation has resolved itself as regards you and your girlfriend moving to New York subsequently. Okay, I hope this helps.